more hit music with Phil Sayer.
The most horrendous thing was realizing that Piccadilly Radio, like most commercial radio stations at the time, wasn't that certain of its financial situation. Nobody really knew early on whether or not these things were viable. And I had this image of Piccadilly being a big, wealthy, big city station. I thought I'd walk in and be treated like royalty. And it came as quite a shock when I announced to the program controller that I didn't have anywhere to stay, thinking, you know, there's a whacking great big hotel up here just above us, which then was probably about 20 quid a night, you know, and thinking, well, they'll probably put me up in there for 6 weeks and then I'll find a flat or whatever. And he wandered out into the office and said, has anybody got a floor that this bloke can sleep on for a few weeks? And I thought, hang on, I haven't arrived at all. This is it, is it? But I mean, you know, you look back on it now with a smile. But at the time, I remember that was a big disappointment. I thought I'd really had arrived. You know, I was doing the late night show on the second biggest commercial radio station in the country. And here I was being shown somebody's lounge floor to sleep on until I found my own place. And I must admit, that was a bit of a surprise. But I shouldn't have been surprised knowing what I know now.
It's the best disco in town.
You'll never guess who's at the best disco in town this Friday.
The 261 Roadshow, of course, with Ray Terrett, Roger Day and Phil Sayer.
Yes, but you'll never guess who else.
Go on, tell me.
Well, for the first time in Manchester, the Young Ones in concert.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night out.
You bet. Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. Also appearing, David Essex, Denise Williams, Earth, Wind & Fire and ABBA.
Eh?
Yes, the CBS film show will be there.
Where is it, then?
At the New Century Hall, opposite Victoria Station, this Friday. And it's only £1 to get in. I'll see you there, then.
Oh, as if I'd miss the best disco in town.
It's the best disco in town.
I think we all remember best. Going out doing gigs actually is one of the best memories. Aside from the love of actually being in a studio and broadcasting and communicating with people that you can't even see, aside of that, there were all the personal appearances, and we went to some great places and we went to some not so great places. We always met great people, and wherever you met Piccadilly, it seemed, was received warmly and with fondness, and as ambassadors of the radio station, we always seemed to be treated well and with a degree of respect, and we had a great time out there, you know, doing the personal appearances side of it was always most enjoyable. To actually be out there and playing music for people to dance to, or comparing a beauty show or whatever it may have been, I always enjoyed that side of it, and we had some great times doing that, especially around at old Placemate 7, where three of us would turn up on the one night, because they had seven different discos in one, so there was always room for everybody. We had some great times doing that.
More hit music with Phil Sayer.